Happy 35th anniversary, GBC. Sister Bessie, it's nice to you. Oh, I know you. You made it. Sister Bessie's here. She's not just the oldest member of the church. She built it. I think she built it by hand, right, Sister Bessie? Anyway, before I call up our guest speaker this morning, I was just watching the video, and it's bittersweet watching that video just to see old faces that are not here anymore, but at the same time, new faces that have come, and especially for the youth, you're seeing them grow up, you know, so it's bittersweet in that sense. It's also bittersweet that, you know, seeing them, they're saying, 20 years, I've been here my whole life, I feel old. Like 24 years I've been here. Wow, it's been that long. I came to this church 1988 when I was 12. Straight from the airport, from the Philippines, straight here, prayer meeting. It was still that wooden church, and never looked back since. Almost left a couple of times, but God didn't allow it, so I'm still here. But anyway, thank God for his faithfulness for 35 years. Of sustaining GBC by grace, and hopefully we can look forward to more. We can look forward to bigger and better things coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, our speaker for this morning, I've heard about him for the longest time, but I only met him last year. But I've been hearing about this guy for the longest time. We've been partnering with this church in Mount Zion Baptist Church in Tuba, Benguet, in the Philippines. Ever since we started mission work in the Philippines, we've been partnering with Pastor Bier, and I've always wanted to meet him. I've seen his pictures. I'm like, he doesn't look that tall. When I finally met him last year, he was like this. I'm like, whoa, he's a tall dude. Just to know, just if you know, he runs marathons, play basketball, used to, anyway, not anymore. I met him last year, and I told him, I'm going to speak at your anniversary, kind of. I spoke at your church, but if ever God allowed it for you to come here, you would have to speak at our anniversary. And God was gracious enough to actually bring him here today to speak to us. And I'm just so glad. Pastor Bier and Sister Amy, can you please stand up? This is Pastor Bier and his wife. Okay. They have two children, Kring and P. That's their nicknames. P is a doctor in the Philippines. Kring is, she's a mathematician or something like that. She's good in math. Anyway, they're in the Philippines, and hopefully we can record this so that they can see their father speak here for the first time. And I'm just happy that Pastor Bier is here to share God's word with us. So please welcome Pastor Bier Pinlak.
Magandang umaga po. Good morning. Okay. Okay. I will not cry. We'll be studying the text that we have read. Okay, Matthew chapter 9. Okay. But before that, I want to congratulate and thank the Lord for the 35 years of GBC. Okay, we extend our love and prayer. Okay, for this church, and thank you. Next month, it's our anniversary also. Okay, half of your age. We are only 17 years old. Okay, we start. The Lord led us to that place, me and Amy, in the year 2000, when my eldest son, I studied in Baguio, coming from Manila, then going up to Baguio, and he studied there. And that's the time we started the church. Okay, still no electricity. We have to walk for how many hours to reach the place. And the greatest of all is that I cannot speak the language because northern part of the Cordillera is composed of 14 tribes, and each tribe has its own dialect. Okay, and I cannot speak the main one, the Ilocano, because I am a Kapampangan. I can speak then, but the Lord is so gracious, and I believe if the Lord place you on that place, okay, He will provide. And truly, it's so amazing. And a lot of people are asking if how the Lord sustain us in that place. And as Pastor Sunny says, our eldest son is a medical doctor. And in the Philippines, for you to have a medical doctor, it will cost you for almost 1.5 million pesos. And being a pastor, okay, I don't have that amount. And the first time that we were there in the Philippines, in that site, okay, usually the first how many months, mommy? Okay, because the church is still growing. We don't have any love gift. We are full-time in that place. And the Lord's truly, okay, He's a gracious God. He's a well-providing God. He provides all our needs. Okay. Kaya, salamat sa Panginoon. We praise the Lord. Okay. Okay, I don't want to make a long... what do you call this one? Introduction. Okay. But let's study. Okay, let us open our Bible once more. The one that we have read. Okay, Matthew chapter 9, okay, verse 35 to 38. But I'll be focusing on verse 37. That's our key verse. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. One of the sad verse in the Bible, apart from John chapter 1 verse 11. You know John chapter 1 verse 11? That's a sad verse in the Bible. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That is, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the second sad verse in the Bible. Okay. And our topic, as it is in our bulletin, one with the gospel. One with the gospel. Or we can have it. Or we can have it maybe wanted. Gospel bearer or wanted soul winner. You can choose what you want to have this title, this message. Okay, one with the gospel. Survey says less than 5% of so-called Christians go on soul winning. Less than 5%. See? Less than 5%. In the recent survey, only 2% of Christians go on soul winning. It's a sad news. Okay. Pastor Sunny says, how long will you preach? This height, okay, how tall I am, this is the short, okay, I'll be preaching. Okay. Because once one pastor says, blessed are those who speak short, for they shall be invited again. That's why I'll be speaking very, very short. Okay. I will divide it into two. Okay. Why Christians do not win souls. I'll be using my left hand. And on my right hand, why should we win souls? Just like Kuya Ramir last Sunday, okay, he used the glove. Okay, but today I'll be using 10 hands. I hope and I pray all of us has 10, not two hands, but 10 fingers. Okay, 10 hands, two hands, but 10 fingers. Okay, okay. I'll be using the first. It will serve as an introduction. Just like when you go to a restaurant, it's like the appetizer. Okay, this is the appetizer. This is the main dish. Okay. For the appetizer, why Christians do not win souls? Number one, Baptist preachers usually, when they make messages, they all start with the letter so-and-so. For us to be easy remembered. Okay. These five fingers of mine, okay, as an appetizer, I'll be using this one. Number one, what do you call this one? The little one. Okay. Little. Oh, what do you call it?
Pinky.
Pinky. Pinky. Pinky. The little one. Okay. In the Philippines, they call it inliliit because it's the smallest. Okay. The first, why do Christians do not win souls? Number one, little knowledge about the gospel. By the way, what's the gospel? It simply means the good news. It speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Why do Christians do not bring the gospel? Little knowledge about the gospel. And anything with a little knowledge, you will be afraid of. Isn't it? When you go to school, when you do not study your lesson, when the teacher, the professor says, okay, there will be an exam, oh, you're afraid. And some Christians, because of that little knowledge in their Christian life, they don't go on soul winning. Good, we have prayer meetings. Good, we have Bible study. Please do attend all of those things just to earn some knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Number two, what do you call this one? The ring finger. Okay. Why do Christians? It's because of lack of compassion, lack of concern, stony heart. They don't mind other people. They don't mind if they will go, these people will go to hell. They don't mind it. But if you will read our text, in verse 35, when Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. That's one of the problems for us Christians today. A stony heart. A heart that had no compassion, concern for all people. Usually Christians are member of the SSS. You know what SSS means? Saved, seated, satisfied Christians. No. We should go out and win people for the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, what do you call this one? The middle one. The highest. The greatest of all the things why Christians don't go on soul winning is because of laziness. By the way, they all start with the letter L. Little, lack, and laziness. Some Christians are so eager when it comes to secular things. Have a party? Oh yes. Eating time? Oh yes. When it comes to secular things, sabi nga sa Pilipino, mabilis pa sa alas 4. Walang late. They come on time and ahead of time. But for spiritual things, go on visitation, a lot of us are late. Sabi nga sa Tagalog, para kang humihila ng bayawak sa lungga. Alam niyo ba yon? It's hard. I cannot translate it in English. I cannot translate. It's been a month already. How will I translate that saying in the Philippines? Para kang humihila ng bayawak. Ba? A lot of excuses when it comes to spiritual things. And usually, it's the opposite of the secular things. Late, and sometimes all the excuses, it's there. Laziness. The Bible says, don't be lazy. Number four, they don't go on visitation because they leave the soul winning to the pastor. Leaving the task of soul winning to the pastor. Di kami nagre-reklamo ni pastor. Okay? But every born-again believer, every Christian, that is our duty, to go out and share the gospel. That's the mandate for all of us Christians. We should not leave it to the pastor. I remember Tatay Ramon, when we were in Pasig, that was 1990, magkakasama na po kami in 1990. Every Saturday, we have that visitation. Ang kasama namin, together with us, lady Nanay PB. She is already 80 plus. And she goes on visitation. 80 plus. And we will go to that, what do you call that place? Parang lungga ng mga magugulo. And a lot of people will tell us, are you not afraid to go to that place? We will pass through their house. It's a creek. We will pass on that road. And you will be meeting a lot of people drinking so and so. No dress. Some tattoo. What? Are you not afraid to go on that place? No, because we know God is with us. Okay? He will be our protector. And we do not leave soul winning to our pastor. Let's join Pastor Sunny. Let's join Pastor Sunny in sharing the gospel. He cannot do it by his own. Kaya siguro si Pastor ganyan, wala ng buhok. Dahil sa, di ba? I hope someday, Pastor Sunny ay, ako nga eh, no? Me, manipis na rin. Eh, no? If Pastor Sunny is now so showing, mine is next picture. My head is next picture. Number five, okay? What do you call this one? The greatest. Okay, the greatest, that's number one. The greatest is loss of gratitude. Or ingratitude. Ingrata tayo. Okay? When we don't win souls, we are ungrateful to the Lord what He had done for us. We don't care Jesus' word. We don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the sign. When we don't win souls, mga kapatid. Let's go out and share the gospel. Okay? This is the main course. Number one, why should we win souls? If on the appetizer, they all start with the letter L, now I believe this is the end times. Do you believe that? This is the end times. Sooner or later, Jesus may come. And I believe also with the things that you will see, this is the end times. And today, this is the thing. Okay. Not only they all start, now I'll be using the opposite. They all end with the letter S. If the first day start with the letter L, now they all end with the letter S. Why should we win souls? Number one, we win souls because of the value of the soul. Because of the value of the soul. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and verse 37. What does it say? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what a man give in exchange for his soul? A soul is so precious. It's priceless. It's priceless. And for Jesus Christ, okay, it's priceless. It's priceless. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, it says, what's the price of a soul? It took the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul and my soul to be saved. That's why it's so very, very important. That's why, kung binabaliwala natin ang kaluluwa, because we don't know the value of a soul. It took the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste it, mga kapatid. Okay? Soul. Maliit lang ang soul, sabi nun. Number two, we win souls because of the eternal damnation of sinners. Because of the eternal damnation of sinners. Hell is real! Remember that. Excuse me, for those people who do not believe in hell, you make Christ a liar. You make Christ a liar if you don't believe in hell. And there are teachings that do not believe in hell. The JW so-and-so, they don't believe in hell. You make Christ a liar. Do you know that Jesus, when he was on this planet, he spoke more of hell than heaven? Why? He wants to warn people about this horrible place. This horrible place called hell. Remember, hell, it is a place where there is an entrance but no exit. I will repeat that. Hell is a place where there is an entrance but no exit. How are your loved ones? Are they going to this place? No amount of prayers, no amount of money can let a man out of hell. Hell is real. Way back in the Philippines, I received a truck. Trucks. Yung pinagbibig. The truck says, what to do to go to hell? Some people don't mind it because I don't like the truck. What to do to go to hell? And I receive one. When I open it, you know what is inside? Nothing. Nothing. Because humanity, because of sin, we are all bound to hell. And we praise the Lord Jesus Christ coming down for us not to go to this horrible place. What are we doing? If Christ came down, he left heaven's glory for us not to go to this horrible place. What are we doing? And we know the key. We know the solution. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news. What's the good news? That a sinner bound for hell okay, can go to heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, the highest again. The highest. We win souls because of the blissful home of the saints. It speaks about heaven. Because of the blissful home of the saints. If hell is real, same is true with heaven. Heaven. John chapter 14, you know the verse? John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. In the book of 1 Corinthians, if you have your Bible, I want to read this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I want to read this verse. With this verse, I hope and I pray that God will talk to us to go on soul winning. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Have you seen it? But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. I know you have read Revelation chapter 22. It's more than Revelation chapter 22. I had not seen, ear had not heard, how beautiful heaven is. Who are you going to bring with you in heaven? Kahit na kagaano kaganda yung lugar, kung mag-isa kayo, mga kapatid, you will not enjoy it. The first time, a week, Pastor, before you came to the Philippines, it sparked in my mind, ping, a pastor will invite me. A pastor will invite me to go to their place in Glencairn and to speak. I will not be going without my wife. I'm not going 50%. I'm not going 50%. I told my wife, I told Ami, I mean, hey, Pastor, and then on the last night, you told us, Pastor, on the last night, okay, Pastor, there will be a seminar in Kentucky. I will inviting you. Okay. I'm inviting you 50%. And Ami, 100%. Okay, we'll pray for it. That's my reaction to Pastor. I mean, we'll pray for it, Pastor. We'll pray for it. Okay, anything that in any decisions, okay, I put it in prayer. And just like heaven, who are you going to bring with you in heaven? I heard a song once. Imagine, what's the song of the Beatles? Imagine there's no heaven. Have you heard that song? I cannot imagine. I cannot, brothers and sisters, I cannot imagine without heaven. Because when I leave this planet, where will I go? I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine that there's no heaven. I cannot. Okay. What do you call this one? Point, finger. And you point, your teeth. Okay. Number four. Okay. We win souls because we want to teach people the tyranny of sin. The tyranny of sin. Remember Mark chapter 5? The man at Gadara? The one, what he did make, anong ginagawa niya din sa kanyang katawan, sinusugat niya, di ba? Just open our eyes. Just look at our surroundings. what sin is doing to this planet. Oh, there is a parade, Pastor. You told us there is a parade. See these people, what sin had done to them. Sin is so tyrant. Broken homes, vices, broken marriage. Sin is like that. In this world, people, Blaise Pascal is right. You know Blaise Pascal, a Christian physicist. He once said, in the heart of man, there is a vacuum, a God-shaped vacuum. And only God can fill it, that vacuum. I believe that vacuum is a triangle. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's a triangle. But people, they place it with, what's this? With money. Will it fit the triangle? No. Some, they fit it with knowledge, a diploma, a rectangular one. Will it fit the triangle? No. Some, I'll be a star, a popular one, a star. Will it fit the triangle? No, of course. It's only God, it's only the Lord Jesus Christ who can fit the triangle. Let's bring to them. Let's nudge these people from the tyranny of sin, brethren. Last, what do you call it? This is the strongest. When you commit an accident in your work, this is the highest that will gonna pay you. Isn't it? In the insurance, so and so. Because this is the strongest one. This is the strongest one. Okay? This is the strongest reason why we win souls, mga kapatid, brethren. What is it? We win soul because of our desire to please our Savior. Desire to please the Savior. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. In anything that we do, our goal is to please the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In the book of Acts, you know the verse, we ought to obey God rather than men. It doesn't matter whom we displease as long as we please the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even our loved ones. It doesn't matter. In our side, Ami's side, and on my side, they cannot invite us in any gathering during Sunday. Because Sunday, it's the Lord's day, and no one should get that day as we serve the Lord. No one. Before, nagagalit sila when we don't go on there and anything coming from other countries. We don't go. Our goal in life is to please the Savior, to please my Lord. And the greatest thing of all, when I leave this planet, mga kapatid, when I leave this planet, the only thing that I would like to hear when I face my Savior, the sweetest thing that I can hear is when my Lord Jesus says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's the only thing. And if I will hear that, that's all. Now we have heard the five reasons why we should win souls. What are these? Because of the value of a soul, because of the eternal damnation of sinners, because of the blissful home of the saints, the tyranny of sin, and the desire to please our Savior. I want to call Pastor Sunny here for the challenge.
I don't have to say anything.
Yeah. If Kuya Ramir brought a glove, I brought with me, okay, this old cup. Hindi rin alam to ni Ami. Okay. Yeah, this will fit, Pastor. Talikod kayo, Pastor. Talikod kayo. Okay. Turn around. Are you one of us? Are you one of us in sharing the gospel? Are you one of us? If you are, please rise. If you are, please rise. And that is the challenge for each and every one of us. Let's go out. Our text says, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Be one of that laborer. Be one.